Dementia asks everyone to listen to this teaching, be motivated by great compassion, that is the wish to benefit infinite beings.
Pour commencer cet enseignement, je nous demande de générer la motivation de l'esprit de l'éveil, de la bodhicitta, qui pense puisse écouter et recevoir cet enseignement afin de œuvrer pour le bien de tous les êtres.
Tene nyinge gomba dama samo nam nyam su lang de yang ni yang do gom na tene sem nyinge dani kin dun jor to gre sem nyinge dani kin dun jor to na jor to ba yin na tene tu sam gom song gang sen na yang sem jin la pin to to gre.
So if one practices the profound instructions on how to develop compassion, if one practices these instructions frequently or with perseverance, then one will be able to develop compassion to the extent that one, so to speak, embodies compassion, at which point whatever one does will be beneficial for beings, whether it's listening to teachings, reflecting on their meaning, or the practice of meditation.
Ranga sem de niji dani kin don jor matopa yina sanje je kompa matopa maze lanje kapsu yang teni yimpin drop to gumar.
So if one is not able to develop compassion to the extent that one embodies compassion, then one can forget altogether about attaining Buddhahood. Not only will one never be able to attain Buddhahood during the path, when practicing the path, what one does will not be beneficial for others.
And then I to the to some consum kanga kapsu yin yang ninja chembo or mundu drova te karchembo.
So it's very important to have this motivation. That is, that one is motivated by compassion, in relation to whatever one does, whether it's listening to teachings or reflecting upon the meaning, for example.
Kangye parasava, kangye parasava tambi chuje ramba, chudan chuni nambar jeba teni la, yong la, dorten dan jehi nyo. Dorten ba teni la tsava sabje, ye yo palle, tangbo ni dordu hu sende. Then Tata Sachi Sumba Nehu.
So the teaching is concerned with the same text as before, which distinguishes Dharma and Dharmata. In terms of the outline, there are then two main parts, a brief exposition and a detailed. The brief exposition has four subdivisions. We've finished two of them. Rinpoche has given a brief explanation on two of them, and today's teaching then is concerned with the third.
Sab sabje sumba tonla mi yindo, tonla meba tang mi yindo nawre. Ta tonla mi yindo nawa te tabo yinben teba nyewa droba. Tepa nyewa droba se jute jumsin hebar.
So this part is then concerned with explaining or giving the reasons for it being possible that that appearances, though they appear, have no reality.
Sabitik mepa nanser turpane kuni nyomong gyunate. Jome lanchin so nangin yopa nawa misero. Meinang tale kanon ki meinan turdan ma turdan. Tekin kuni nyomong dan nambar sama mete to tipata.
So there are two root verses in relation to this part, which are as follows. The text says that though things appear, they have no reality. Thus, they are the, so to speak, expression of delusion or a confused state of mind, and therefore the cause of afflictions or conflicting emotions and mistaken views. These appearances, like illusory elephants, these appearances are like illusory elephants because they do appear, though they have no reality. Due to this, that which has always existed does not appear or manifest. If one of these two aspects, that is appearance and lack of referent, or appearance and unreality, were absent, one couldn't have delusion and non-delusion, and likewise, one couldn't have totally deluded states and totally pure states. So other pairs of opposites then couldn't exist either if one of these two aspects were lacking. If things were really existent as they appear, that's in the comments. Sorry.
Pardon?
Slower?
Yeah, but anyway, we will go through again, hein, because it's just a rough translation first. I mean, en français, moi, je l'ai même pas traduit pour l'instant.
Well, then I just, though things appear, They have no reality.
Donc, thus, I will translate it in French at the same time. Just like this.
Ah.
Donc, bien que les choses apparaissent, elles n'ont pas.
Thus, they are the expression of delusion and the cause of afflictions.
Donc, bien qu'elles apparaissent, elles n'ont pas de réalité, et ainsi, cette confusion est la cause de toutes les émotions contingentes ou afférentes.
These appearances are like illusory elephants.
Donc, ces
because they do appear, though they have no reality. Due to this, that which has always existed cannot appear.
One of these.
If one of these two, that is appearance and lack of referent, or appearance and unreality, were absent,
donc, si il manque,
couldn't have delusion and non-delusion, and likewise, one couldn't have totally deluded states and totally pure states.
No.
No.
Voyons. Ta tang bo tsin de re. Me pa na se tur pa ne kwe ni nyo mong yo yin te. Me pa na se re. Ngu pu tong la. Te tar me pa yin ki da na wa yin ba se re. Ne lok la. Ngu pu tong la se tu. Ne lok la. Nelo go ton la teta tropa mi yin do nawa yin ba ti se no turpa nawa de karra se no rabrep ta bo rabrep jin la tra he nawa ta bo te ne sanang te ne ko ni nyu mo ba tham je yo me yo yin de ti pa.
So in terms of the ultimate nature of things or phenomena, in terms of their ultimate nature, or things or phenomena do not exist as such on an ultimate level, that is as real entities, as truly existent entities. So therefore, even though things do appear, they have no ultimate existence. That then, the fact that things appear, though they have no ultimate existence, relates to confusion or a deluded state of mind, which is similar to, or which is illustrated by the following example. Namely, a person affected by cataracts seeing imaginary hairs that, in fact, though they appear, are totally non-existent. This deluded state is the cause of all conflicting emotions and mistaken views. It's from this confusion that all conflicting emotions and mistaken views arise.
Ti jumtsin karresa na, jumtsin te ta ndreba kapsitin par. Nisu nama la tine, nisu nama karre. Zungzin nisu nama la tine, zungzin nisu kienpa chikri, kiela. Zungzin ninang mina, zungzin nikin chik mara. Zungzin ninang la tene nisi khenpa jela. Tela tene, zungzin nisi khenpa la tene pakya nazo yunga se. Zungzin nisi khenpa tela tene tene pakya nazo pa. Pakya nazo yagre, pakya ki nama nazo yunga re khipa na.
So, this is then explained further as follows. First, there is the appearance of subject and object, which one then takes to exist in that way, namely as two separate entities, independence upon that, then one, so to speak, accumulates habitual tendencies. Therefore, this sort of dualistic conception is, or that confusion is therefore the source of all conflicting emotions and mistaken views.
Me yin the nama, me yin nama, turnang la tin, then you mong yung pit and butter. Yumelanji so nanki.
Then,
man, that's our
no
major charawa. Tayang pit jetana. Me yin turnang la tin, then you mong yung pit carre. Yumelanji so nanki. Tayang pit jetana. Trunang latin de Numonjo be jetana zetang. Devi him so zetang ha jet toble latin de me yendo, tonla me yendo. Yupar name, Jumalan change is octang. Tam Juman change, Devi him so la ha jabe, then it. Language me, yendo, your number. Jumalan change is octan. Jumalan change peta. Soak a capsule caratin barisana. Malamdo, pumi zamo. So now again. Pumi zamo, so now again. What a peter. Jumalan change so nice. Decaps are so called that, madame Mambu.
It was said in the root text that these appearances are like illusory elephants. That's then an analogy that illustrates the way in which afflictions arise independent upon delusion or a confused state of mind. Now, if a magician, in order to create a magical illusion would sometimes use mantras and substances in order to produce a magical illusion. So there are substances such as pebbles, pieces of wood, and so on, which he uses in conjunction with mantras, and in this way produces a magical illusion, such as an elephant. Now, even though the elephant appears, it doesn't truly exist. That's one analogy. Another is to dream of a beautiful girl. Since one only dreams of this beautiful girl, obviously she has no ultimate existence. These two analogies then describe the way in which afflictions arise out of delusion or a confused state of mind. So the root text says that these appearances are like illusory elephants, etc., and so on. So one could then mention or say that these appearances are like a reflection in a mirror, like a mirage, like the images on a movie screen, and so on.
Yepa nama mensero. Tandi kapsu. Yepa manam mepa nama de. Yepa nama mensero. Yepa nami ni nango yomare mepa zunzin nama. Yepa nama. Tandi want to send the chunda da me yen the nanghen. Zunzin korbu chu. Chunda da sejden de kapsu. Zungzin korbu chu de da. Chunda na. Chunda da. Chunda na. Me yen do. Yepar nanghen. Tiwangi. Me yin do don la mina yang trupe sem jengor yo par na wang ki se da re wang ki top ji ne lok so yo ba ne lok so yin yo ba hi lok so yin yo ba ngne yo ba de da me ba ni re yo ba da kanzak da me ba da chu ji da me ba Nije, dami nije ton, kang in ba teyan, dami nije ton, kang in ba teni, sosuke ola, nama main beser. Ta yueba menankin, yueba da me ba nide sosuke ola menankin, mune me ba zungzin, zungzin korbe chun de nama re
song. So, the root text then said that due to this, that is such confusion. Then that which has always existed does not appear. That which has always existed relates to to emptiness, namely that both individuals and phenomena are empty of reality. Phenomena do not exist ultimately, neither do individuals exist ultimately. Now, due to confusion or a deluded state of mind, that which has always existed, namely this emptiness, cannot manifest in its place. There is instead the appearance of the opposite, namely the misconception or the misconceptions that both individuals and phenomena are real or have ultimate existence. These samsaric phenomena, then relating to dualistic conceptions, these samsaric phenomena, though they have no ultimate existence, they do appear, they then appear to a confused mind, to the conceptual mind, due to which that which has always existed, namely the true nature, that which has primordial existence, namely the true nature, does not manifest. Now, as was mentioned, the true nature, which exists primordially, relates to emptiness, where both, where it is seen that both individuals and phenomena have no ultimate reality. Now, that emptiness, where it's seen that both individuals and phenomena have no ultimate reality, does not appear to ordinary being, ordinary beings, because of confusion.
Chikhe pa te ta wo yin pa ti ser. Ti ser si chita kar re se na korwan de tong ne la mi jen. Mina yang nang tam je yo ba ti se na menang ni to yin ba ti se na korwa na ma de menang ni to re menang ni to yin be mlam da re mlam je na ma de ngne yo ma re mina yang nang re menang ni to re ti se na tur ba re korwa na ma de menang ni to mlam da ba yin ba ti se na yum chin te ni je se na korwa tang Kova le torbe nyande tegre. Turpa tang trovan tegre. Mena nizo imbecena. Then danda megi the nawala dembari kimber turpa tang. Turpa tele torbe trova yang tegre.
Nizo lenchik to yasena
tova. Very nika imba. Mepa da nama nika yinba. Pena malamja nama de tona ngune mepa re ina yang nang zang du yobare.
La re. So there are these two aspects, namely appearance and that they are unreal, that phenomena, though they appear, they have no ultimate reality. That then, Rinpoche says, relates to samsara or samsaric phenomena, that though they appear, they have no ultimate reality. One can then illustrate this by again using the analogy of a dream. During or in a dream, then things do appear or manifest, though obviously they have no reality, since it's only a dream. So there are these two aspects, mere appearance and the fact that the mere appearances have no ultimate existence or reality. Since there are these two aspects, one can posit other pairs of opposites, such as samsara and nirvana, confusion and freedom from confusion, and so on. If either of these two aspects were absent, then one could not speak of, for example, samsara and nirvana, or confusion and freedom from confusion, and so on. Now, the root text says, as we saw previously, that if one of these two aspects, namely mere appearance and the fact that they have no ultimate existence, were absent, one couldn't have delusion and non-delusion, and likewise one couldn't have totally deluded states or states that are free of such delusion. Now it's in dependence upon that both aspects are present, that one can speak of these states, that one can posit these two states.
Oh yeah. Ti jim sing kare, tong la mai ba ma yin par, ni sa na wa tar yo jing zhom na. Zung zi ni nang jing jing korwa den, korwa kare sa na ta zung zi ni nang jing der wa. Zung zi ni nang jing jing korwa de, de ni tong la mai ba ma yin par. Yang tak par mai ba ma yin par, ni sa na wa tar zhom jing yo na. Ni sa na wa tar do, Tung tambar ni su chom na, ni su chupa yin na. Te tar zimba te zung zin ni sun zimba nam to te chupa yin ba am sin je lo yin bar man te la. Te ne zung zin ni nang jin je lo den chupa yin ba jim zin me bar. Man te la. Te man te na zung zin ni nang jin je lo den chupa yin bar man te na. Te ne chupa le chupa ta yo. Chupa le. Dokpa tha mebe, zungzi ni nang jinji lo de trupa mayi na, zungzi ni nang jinji namdo de dokpa tha mebe. De mebe se na nyande jang namba kwento mebar jo. Tene nyangilin deba yang mebar, karre se na zungzi ni nang jinji namdo de dokpa tha mi na, tene zungzi ni nang na trupa nyande mebe jong yo. Zungzi ni nang jinji Namdo the Truba Main by Tarvatang Zungzin Ninang Jinja Namdo the Truba Maina, the dog with Tam may be Nyande and may but Tarvatarvani.
So there is samsara or samsaric existence, which, as we have seen, is a dualistic state where subject and object are taken to exist as two separate entities. Now, samsara, which is the same as this dualistic state, then though it appears, it has no ultimate existence. Even though it appears as if though this duality exists, ultimately there is no such duality. Ultimately, subject and object are not two separate entities, do not exist as two separate entities. Now, the conceptual mind, which takes subject and object to exist in this dualistic way, is a mistaken concept or conception arising out of a deluded state of mind, out of confusion. Now, as was said, there is the mere appearance of samsara that ultimately has no real existence or reality. So there are these two aspects again. As we saw, it is stated that if one of these aspects were lacking, then in this context, the opposite of samsara, namely nirvana, could never ever appear or manifest, because if things were really existent as they appear, if samsara ultimately existed as this dual state or dualistic state, then there would be no way in which one could overcome that state, and there would be no way in which one could reverse that, and it follows that nirvana would be non-existent altogether. So there are two consequences, namely that confusion wouldn't, so to speak, be confusion, because it's a truly existent phenomenon or a truly existent state, and therefore the opposite couldn't manifest or appear.
Tam yeba kona ina jong te yere ta meba kona ina jong kare yere thon tambar meba yenda thani chando yang mebar ke lang na jong kare yere thon dam de meba yenda thani chando yang me na meba kona re ta ta meba kona ina suyang churpar suyang re thon tambar meba tar do thani chando yang me na ta meba kona re meba chigo re meba kona ina suyang se da kanza suyang simjin suyang suyang zungzeng jin churpa jin do mesei pa tharwa tharwa tang bo re meba kona yimbe se na suyang simjin suyang zungzeng jin churpa jin do mesei pa tharwa tharwa chig ri chung chig kare se na meba kona ma to zani meba ina suyang thor se ge ma re churpa mesei pa tharwa tang chig kunyu yimi do kunyu yeme paran jorla kunyu yimi do tarwa nyumong nyumong regong ra yin do yimi do tarwa nyeba karra sana tongba khona yina tene nyumong yang regong ra yin do mebar tarwa tarwa chong yore te yina chong karado kunyu yeme par regong ra na yin yina te mebe kunyu nyumong ba mebe na Nyumon tele dokpa te namzang re. Nyumon torbe namzang yang, namzang kisaba yang, mepar tarba, tarba som re. Regong ra che to mepa geno. Tan di kapso, dor dona, zungzin jen torba, mesei pa tarba. Kunyu regong ra geno, tini mepar tarba. Te mepe sanjuk, tene namzang am sanjuk toba yang, mesei pa tarba, tarba som yeba. Tharva se je to chung re, chung song.
It's not a cure, it's a consequence. Just anyway, so as was said, there is the mere appearance which indicates the existence of something that is on a relative level. Now, then there is the opposite, namely, well, it's not really non-existing, it just means the absence of reality, ultimately. Now, these two come together, and if one is absent, as was said, one couldn't have two opposite states, such as samsara and nirvana. As was said previously, if things really truly exist, then there would only be existence or appearance. The opposite, namely absence of reality, couldn't manifest or occur. So that was what was mentioned above. Now there is the second aspect, namely the absence of reality. The, so to speak, non-existence of reality or realness. So here the text is dealing with confusion or a confusion or state of mind. Now, if confusion were non-existent altogether, then there wouldn't be a person, or there couldn't be a person or individuals that are afflicted by this confusion, that take things to exist as two separate entities. And since there wouldn't be any individual that conceive of samsara in this way, then there would be no afflictions, there would be no conflicting emotions and mistaken views. These conflicting emotions and mistaken views would be totally non-existent, like the horns of a rabbit. Now, if there were no confusion whatsoever, if there were no conflicting emotions or mistaken views, then it follows that the opposite, namely a state of mind free from such delusion, wouldn't exist either. That then relates to nirvana. Nirvana as well would be like the horns of the planet, totally non-existent. It would amount to that if things didn't appear while being nothing in themselves, while having no reality, there would be nobody or no person. To be confused, that there would be no person that would have or be that would be afflicted by this confusion, and therefore there would be no basis for the kleshas. They would be totally non-existent, and as a consequence, the opposite, namely a state free from these afflictions, free from these kleshas, couldn't exist either.
Tina, jumtin tise na jun te tawe yo ba jumtin tise na meinang song do chokpa tise re meinang song do chokpa yin go re ta meinang song do chokpa re malam yin de meinang song do chokpa yin ba tise na ta churpa tang proba ni yo re kunyu am korwa tang nya de ni si re kanre se si re Meba la yeparan zimbe, tonda meba la yeparan zimbe, trova sigre. Meba la meba hibe, trova sigre. Tina danda meba la yeparan zimbe, trova la, gunyon so sejin. Meba la yeparan zimbe, trova.
Meba la meba.
Mara, carese. Mepa la yopar, mepa la yopar and zimbe, trupa te, telatin de, kunyo so sejin, kunyo mumba sigre, tigre. Mepa la mepa hippogoni, tonda mene mepa re, tonda mene mepa la mepa hippogoni, mepa hina, tene mandorbe lamre. Mantra will launch the new kit of a young inland there by young Sibayino. Tina, turn mantra down, cover the Nyande Nika cigarette.
So, as was said, there are these two appearance and lack of reality. That is, these mere appearances have no ultimate existence. As was said, these two aspects come together. Since they do occur together, then opposites such as confusion and freedom from confusion are possible. In dependence upon confusion, which takes that which does not exist ultimately to exist, in dependence upon such confusion, then conflicting emotions and mistaken views, the kleshas, occur. There is the opposite of this, namely absence of confusion, where it is understood that things ultimately have no reality. So it is that which doesn't exist is perceived in that way, namely it is realized that there is no ultimate existence. Now that understanding is synonymous with a path free from confusion, free from deluded states of mind, and through that path, or by means of that path, nirvana can be attained. It is possible to attain nirvana. So from among the four ways of explaining a subject that were given yesterday, today's explanation relates to the first way one can explain something, which is a general explanation on the meaning of the words in the text.
Jume lanjin zo nanjin yoba na mizero mena nyele aronje mena dorda madur dijin gune nyumon nambara zanwa mende do.
Then we have the second way of explaining things. Then there is the second way of explaining something.
Which relates to a detailed analysis of the subject. In this case, then, Rinpoche mentions again that samsara is a state, a confused state of mind, where subject and object are taken to exist as two separate entities. Now, as has been mentioned today, there are two aspects, mere appearances and their lack of reality. As we saw, samsara is a state which, though it manifests, ultimately does not exist. That was then illustrated by different analogies, such as an illusory elephant, that is an elephant conjured up by a magician, and the analogy of a dream.
Kya kombat top je sunwe zungze nyinang jing jing korwan de menang nyitso yinbat de susu jebe lamsang to togo yomare ye chi togo yomare te ma tope senan di kapsa yomel lang jing ji pi sungbare tene yinyan long nyin dang Loni de Soyam, me batang, me in the Nava Nitore, Melam de Nava de Tondong, me batang, me yin the nama may nang yitore. Teta with tambo pee, tinny, 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 bebore, may nang yitore. Jumalanchi, loony, melam so pee, tinny, tinny, bebore. Tinny, beb, say, the higo.
Ten things he go,
rather.
Ten
love, ten. Ten things he go.
It is due to habitual patterns that one has accumulated since beginningless time that it is difficult for an ordinary person to actually comprehend the meaning of what has been said, namely that even though things do not exist ultimately, they do appear. So things have relative existence, but no ultimate existence. As we saw, these two aspects then occur together. And as was said, it's due to habitual tendencies or patterns that ordinary beings are not able to grasp this when it is pointed out at first. Therefore, different analogies are used, namely the one of a dream. In a dream, then, though things are experienced or appear, they obviously have no ultimate existence. That is illustrated by the images on a screen as well, or by the analogy of an elephant conjured up by a magician.
Now, what they may not need so in between Latin de Mulango, my hip and turbatang Mulango, my hipatang, no, my hip and turbatang, no hip, drawing you.
So, since things in a dream are in this way, namely that they appear though they do not exist ultimately, confusion and freedom from confusion both are possible. There is then the state of mind in which it isn't recognized that it's only a dream. That's then confusion. Then there is the opposite, namely the state of mind where the dream is recognized as a dream. That state of mind is then free from confusion. So since there are both, namely relative existence and absence of existence on an ultimate level, both confusion and absence of confusion are possible.
Tene mula ngō mai hipa yendo zungze nyi nang jingjim korwande tene nē tsor kona yinpa ra nē tsor kona yinpa mē mē ra nē tsor yinpa
ngō mai hipa
re re ngō mai hipa kāpso nē tsor tōngpa yinpa mai hi ne tene nāng tsor la dēmpa ra hiinpa yore nāng tsor la dēmpa ra hiinpa ntorpa yore tene nē tsor Nature Denver Madopa, he paid in Troyer.
So again, samsara then is a state in which there is the confusion of taking things to exist as separate entities in a dualistic way. That's then comparable, that confusion is comparable to. Confusion in the dream, namely that one doesn't recognize the dream for what it is and take things to exist as they appear in the dream. There is the confusion which doesn't recognize that on an ultimate level, whatever is dreamt of is empty of inherent existence, is empty of ultimate existence. In place of such recognition, there is confusion, which takes things to be real, to exist in the way they appear, namely in a dualistic way. So, again, because there are these two aspects, namely relative existence and absence of existence on an ultimate level, both confusion and its opposite are possible. So, again, in terms of dreaming, then one may dream that one is burnt in a fire or carried off by a flood. These are then manifestations of confusion, of a confused state of mind. Now, if that is recognized, namely that one is only dreaming, then one will not suffer, even though one dreams of events that would produce suffering, if it is not recognized that one is only dreaming. Now, these two states, recognition and its opposite, then are possible, because in fact, whatever appears in the dream exists on a relative level, but not on an ultimate. So it's because of these two aspects that both confusion and absence of confusion can occur. So this is this explanation then, which in fact is very brief, relates to a detailed analysis.
Chor, chor, ni tang, kor de ni, chi chin. Rikpe chob de, rikpe chob de, rikpe ta na, chor ni tang, kor de ni, rikpe ta na, chob to bare. Chor ni tang, kor de ni, chi chin. Ah. Chor ni tang, kor de ni, chi chin, zui ki chi chin ra ba. Rikpe chob de, rikpe ta na, ngane chor ni tang, chor ni tang, kor de ni, yubi jim tsin yang da yore.
La
sa. Oye, ta ha kusong ya.
Yes.
Amchua na zi song ya. Yang chan yinko. Chor ni tang, kor de ni, chi chin, rikpe chob de, rikpe chob zi yang da yote zi yore. Rikpe chob de, rikpe chob zi yang da ba yote, rikpe chob zi me pa taga la pa ma res. Rikpe chob zi yang da ba yote, Korwan de Mlam yin do me nang yi to yin bes. Oh, dear.
So, if one considers pairs of opposites, such as confusion and freedom from confusion, or samsara and nirvana, then it can be established through logic that they do, so to speak, exist or appear, because samsara, just as a dream, is an appearance which has no ultimate existence.
Tene meinang ni cho mai na, meinang ni cho mai ba mai ba kona da yo ba kona yi na. Then in Trudur Nidang, Konde Ni Mese Pate, Mese Pare, Te Tsikye Tama Di Tenpare.
So, it was said that samsara, just as a dream, then has these two aspects of appearing, though having no ultimate existence. Konde Tsum Tsum Tama Di?
Ah.
Yeah.
Tsikye Tama Di. Menang ni to mai ba me ba kona da yo ba kona yin na chu chu ni dang kon de ni me se ba de da de chi ke ni ba de ge ten ba re je wa ti ka su do kyam ra wa re
so in the second verse from the root text explained today, then it was stated that, for example, confusion, freedom from confusion, samsara and nirvana, these opposite states can appear or manifest because of the two aspects that are present, namely appearance, which or appearance which lacks ultimate reality. So there is both existence and absence of existence at the same time. There is relative existence which has no ultimate reality.
Tense kaupa de hitajya chenpo ra karra se na ta yanda yinpa la tene ta chuchin ji tendo tropa sokyu re ta yungu maro wa oh ya ta de tene da hietzor yepa wangda se na hietzor yepa de karra se na ta tenda Jesus told us, "Don't know. Jome lanchi menang ni zo imbate yendo. Zongze ni nang jingjing korwan de menang ni zo imbase na. Chuchu ni tepa tang konde ni tepa tepa."
De jome lanchi
so lanchi. Re.
Then there was the statement that these samsaric appearances are like illusory elephants. Now again, this points to that samsara, though it appears, has no ultimate existence, or samsaric appearances, though they do manifest, they have no ultimate existence. So again, there is these two aspects, namely appearance, which has no ultimate existence, which is unreal. and this again points to that opposite states, such as confusion and freedom from confusion, samsara and nirvana, can occur. Namely, independence upon these two aspects, independence upon that both these aspects are present.
Donc ni pati kartem bresna te tendo dona mena ni to mai ba me ba kona de yo ba kona yi na chujur ni chupa ta chowa ni kowa da nyang de ni mte ba ten bare.
Then the second verse in today's teaching pointed to that both these aspects must be present, namely appearance and that, well, appearance and lack of referent, namely that this appearance has no ultimate existence. Both must be present. Otherwise, opposite states like delusion, non-delusion, totally deluded states and totally pure states or states free from kleshas could possibly not occur or manifest.
Mama, Mama, Mama. Yeah.